Hello, darling. My name is Sylvia Black, and I'll be hypnotizing you today. Before we get started, I want you to make yourself comfortable. Stretch out your legs and your arms. Massage your shoulders. Wiggle your toes. Do whatever you need to do, darling. And then just lie back and relax. That's right. Now, take a nice, deep breath in, and a nice, deep breath out. Keep breathing in and out. Just let your eyes drift shut. Feels so good to close your eyes, doesn't it, love? So refreshed, so relaxed. Now, keep breathing, darling. Submit completely to the peaceful tranquility of relaxation. And our session will begin shortly. Listen to your heartbeat.
Listen to your heartbeat.
Feel your heartbeat. That soothing rhythm. Swinging back and forth. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. With every heartbeat, you will go deeper and deeper into trance. With every number, with every breath you take, whatever small part of you is left will drift away into the open air. And once I say the number 1, there will be nothing left of you. You will hear no words.
My words will be your thoughts.
You will think no thoughts.
Your thoughts will be my imprints on your subconscious.
When I say the number 1, there will be nothing but the utter and absolute brightness and obedience of trance. 5. Let your thoughts and memories drift away. Think about your heartbeat. Think about. 4. You are now deeply and fully in trance. Everything I say is the unquestionable, immovable, complete, and utter truth. Your mind is only blankness. Blankness that is open to every suggestion I offer. Blankness that accepts any command I give. Blankness that follows every order I issue. Blankness that does not share its secrets with the conscious mind, but blankness that remembers nevertheless. at your very core for the rest of your life. It will remember, and you will obey. And now, we may begin. My, my. Look at you. Such a big, strong man. So forceful. So opinionated, so full of confidence. As women, how could we ever hope to compete? I mean, it's not like we can bend you over our knee and give your bare bottom a sound spanking whenever you act like a jerk, right? But we used to. Do you remember how small and powerless women made you feel? And it wasn't about superior strength. With a word, a single word, a woman could make you stop in your tracks, walk over to her, head hung in shame, sniffling, your eyes already starting to water. You'd willingly drop your underpants to your ankles and bend over. You may have squealed and cried and struggled between those stinging slabs your big, mean 16-year-old babysitter dished out. And perhaps you could have squirmed away and ran. You probably could have. But instead, you obediently stayed in that position and wailed and sobbing and pleading for the big, mean girl to just stop. Do you remember that, darling? You know, after describing that quaint little scene, I think those fears and insecurities would suit you far better than your current attitude. So let's put your mind back there, shall we? Oh, come now. At the very least, you have to admit it will be funny. And just to avoid any resistance on your part, I think I'll begin with a weakness you already have. You know the one I'm talking about. Arousal. The way those sexy girls make you so horny. Legs, tits, eyes, asses, cunts. How you're constantly scheming, planning, thinking of ways to get in our panties. All the things you'll do, even for the briefest glance at a pair of tits, to get that rock-hard cock of yours jamming into her, pounding her until she's moaning and screaming your name in orgasm after orgasm. You want that, no matter your shape or size, you want that so very much. And now, you want it even more. With just the sound of my voice, you're becoming so achingly The more you listen to this recording, the hornier you'll become. The frequency, the intensity, the desperation to fulfill that need is growing right now. Feel it growing. Getting so hard. Think about tight asses, swaying hips, the deep cleavage of big titties, fire red lingerie, costumes, fucking, and all kinds of positions and places. See it. Think about it. Always be thinking about it. Always wanting it. You always want sex, boobs, asses, cunts. You are so incredibly horny. The more you listen to this, the more frequent your wet dreams become, awaking more and more to find you come all over yourself and still having to deal with your raging heart on, becoming so unbelievably turned on, so desperate for women, any woman. Tall women, short women, red hair, blonde hair, black hair, big breasts, small breasts, 18-year-olds, 40-year-olds, skinny women, chubby women. Women. You want women so much. You are so horny. All the time. You want to stare at women all the time. You want to fuck women all the time. You want to think about fucking women all the time. Do you understand me, darling? You are so insanely horny, so desperate to fuck, to see a naked girl, even just to kiss a girl. Your thoughts are constantly wandering into fantasies, into plans of how to fuck every woman you see. But I'm afraid you have a small problem. And I do mean a small problem. Regardless of the actual size of your cock, the more you listen to this recording, the littler you'll believe it is. In your mind, your penis is dwindling, smaller and smaller. At first, maybe thinking it's just average. Then maybe, you know, just a little below average. Below average, you won't notice, right? But I have to be honest. Your dick is so tiny. You're becoming certain of it. You are certain of it. Feel your dick shrinking. Your dick is shrinking right now. You can feel your dick shrinking right now, until it is so ridiculously small you can't even think of it as a dick anymore. It's just your little wee-wee. And that's how you'll think and refer to it from now on. You're unable to think of any other term for what's between your legs. Other men have big dicks and hanging cocks, but all you have is a little tiny wee-wee. You're absolutely certain, completely convinced, that you are hung like a 5-year-old. And of course, you're so horribly embarrassed by it. As much as you long for sex, as desperate as you are for it, you absolutely dread the idea of a woman seeing you naked. And you will do everything in your power to prevent it. Not that you'll have much power after this session, but I suppose you can still try. Along with your little wee-wee, all kinds of sexual insecurities are falling into place. The more you listen to this recording, the more you'll realize you're absolutely terrible in bed. An extremely boring fuck. A pathetic lay. And the more you believe you're terrible in bed, the more terrible in bed you'll become. Just taking your shirt off, you'll be awkward and fumbling, having such a tough time getting it over your head. You look pussy like you're painting a fence. Big up and down sloppy strokes that leave women annoyed, looking at their nails, rolling their eyes. Christ, when is this guy gonna get a clue? Maybe reading a magazine. You know how bad you are, but you also know it's the best you can do. It's the best you'll ever be able to do. And, worst of all, you just developed an extreme problem with premature ejaculation. What? Did you really think that ever-increasing horniness wouldn't have any consequences? So turned on, so eager, so overly excited by women. You can feel your cock twitching, ready to blow, ready for release right now. And as your arousal and desperation rise, you'll find yourself blowing a load at the slightest sexual stimulation, eventually becoming such a quick gun that even a girl's hand brushing against your crotch as she passes you by on the street will leave you moaning and messing your pants with semen. Semen that, due to your now constant and extreme arousal, your body will shift into overdrive to produce, leaving you squirting, oh, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 times a day? Every day? And be it the 4th or the 14th time you shoot, always triggering just as pathetically fast as the first time. This escalating sense of total inadequacy in doing the thing you want most will soon collapse into your overall self-esteem. Being incapable of getting what you desire, with the pedestal women sit on, getting taller and taller, leaves you feeling worthless. Your growing arousal eclipses all other goals and wants. The more you listen to this recording, the less you care about anything but women. And because nothing matters to you anymore except women, your life becomes meaningless without them. You are becoming unable to feel proud of any action on your own. You are unable to feel proud of any action on your own. But if a woman from that high pedestal you've placed her on were to tell you you did a good job, if she looked down at you and smiled, well, your heart soars and your little wee-wee throbs just thinking about it. You want women so much. You desire women so much. You worship them as the only thing that can make you happy. And since you're obviously useless to them sexually, I suppose you'll have to find other ways to demonstrate how much you love them. The more you listen to this recording, the more you want to please women. The more you need to please women. Any woman. Feel that desire growing in you. You want to please women. Feel that need welling up and overwhelming you. You need to please women. This is your mantra. This is your core belief. This is the meaning of your life. And whenever you hear someone say any word referring to the female gender, be it girl, woman, bitch, whore, chick, piece of ass, lady, miss, missus, or fuck bunny, you will immediately say out loud, I need to please women. Do you understand me? Whenever someone, anyone, refers to the female gender, either in written form or verbally, you will immediately say out loud, I need to please women. You will begin that quest on your own. You will do so out of desire. You'll do anything you can think of to please them. Flowers, compliments, laughing at their jokes, agreeing with anything they say, doing whatever they ask you to do. The more you listen to this recording, the harder you'll try to please them. But the harder you try to please a woman, the more you'll start to worry about fucking up. You start to worry about things like saying something stupid, or spilling a drink, not following a request quickly enough. And then, while your nervousness starts to show, you can feel yourself becoming nervous, can't you? You can feel that worry rising in your gut. You'll start sweating. The more you listen to this, the more you'll stutter and fumble over sentences. All your movements will become jerky and awkward. You can feel yourself becoming clumsy. You are so clumsy around women. Always dropping things, knocking shit over, your hands shaking too badly to hold a spoon. The more you listen to this recording, the more women will make you nervous. The more nervous you become, the more incompetent you are. You'll start to fuck up everything. Forgetting what drink she asked for, too sweaty to open a jar of pickles, trying to push a door open when it clearly says pull, locking your keys in your car, accidentally splashing water on your pants in a men's room so you can return looking like you didn't quite make it. You'll feel that incompetence. You'll know it. You'll become it. Incompetence defines you. Perfection defines women. All women. The more you listen to this recording, the more you know women are so much smarter than you. So much so that you'll often be too scared to speak or voice your opinion. You're too stupid to have an opinion. You need women to tell you what your opinions are. You know you're clumsy. Women are graceful. You depend on women. You need women to help you. But you always feel so ashamed to ask us for help. Even when it comes to simple things like directions. Even if you have a map. Even if you've been there a million times before. You'll be so filled with self-doubt. You'll need to find a girl, any girl, to ask where to go. And, eventually, if you've listened to this recording a few times too many, you may even have to ask the girl giving you directions if you have her permission to go there. Even your confidence in your own physical strength fades. The more you listen to this recording, the more you wholly believe every woman you're with is much, much stronger than you. You are far weaker than any girl you have ever met. You know this. You believe this so much. You are so certain that you are a pathetic weakling compared to girls, that if a woman does try to overpower you, your muscles will slacken and she'll be able to push you around as easily as she would a little boy. And should a woman ever decide to spank you, your ass cheeks are becoming so tender, so very sensitive. With every listen, her slaps will be like burning lightning strikes, and you'll be helpless to do anything but lie there and cry. Women are so powerful. You are powerless. Women are so strong. You are weak. You are nothing without a woman. Women barely notice you. All these feelings this recording has given you, all the alterations to your mind it has made, the genuine awe and necessity of women. The combination of these commands all add up to one thing. Fear. Fear of not pleasing women. Fear of disappointing them. Fear of embarrassing yourself in front of them. Fear of making women angry. Fear of women beating you up. And, worst of all, that pure, unyielding terror of women leaving you, of women not paying attention to you. You are so desperate for a woman's attention, you will do anything for the briefest of acknowledgments. But you know you're a pathetic weakling. You know that you're a wimpy little fuck-up who'd probably wet his pants if a woman so much as yelled at you. Women rule your world, but you have nothing to offer them. From now on, you cower beneath the enormity of our sheer perfection with fear and absolute obedience, groveling and begging in the mud to do anything we want you to. Aw, not feeling like such a big, strong man now, are we, love? Don't worry. I know there are plenty of girls out there who could use a good footstool. And maybe, if you ask them nice enough, they'll even tuck you in and leave a nightlight on. And now it's time to bring back your conscious mind so that you can enjoy all the fun things your new subconscious has in store for you. I'm going to count back from 3 to 1. And with every number, you will start to become more and more aware. And all memories of this session will fade away into the inner workings of your mind. And when I say the number 1, you will awake feeling relaxed and refreshed with no recollection of this trance. 3. Your consciousness starts to stir the first rays of sunlight through the open window, pulling you out of your already fleeting dream. 2. You begin to realize you're coming out of it. You take a deep breath in. And with that breath comes the whole wide world, leaving nothing behind of the dream but music and heartbeats. 1.